कुंजा विहारी चायरा रमादावा कुंजा विहारी गोपी जाना वाला बा गिरिबार हारी चाय गिरिबार हारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रजजाना रंजना Yasodana Dana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Valapa Giribharad Hari Jaya Gopi Jana Valapa Giribharad Hari Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribharadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribharadhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Muna Tira Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribharadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribharadhari Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Rajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribharadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribharadhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paramachakacharya Astatirasata Shri Sriman His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paramachakacharya Astatirasata Shri Sriman His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Prabhupada Ki Ananta Gaudiya Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Pramshika Hoshi Krishna Chaitanya Pramuna Chananda Shri Dvaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhaktivinda Ki Krishna Balaram Ki Radha Shamashundar Ki Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki All glories to the Sambha devotees. All glories to the Sambha devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. So first we will say the invocation to the Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnana Timaranyasa Ginagina Salakaya Chaksurin Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and so I ask the spiritual master to bring the torchlight of knowledge so that he can help me to shed some light on what we are reading today. Today we are reading from the 5th canto, 12th chapter, the 16th verse, and we will talk something about getting mercy, keeping mercy ourselves, giving it to others. In other words, a diversified spiritual program. Jai. Tasman Naro Sangha Susunga Chata Kyana Sinehaiva Vivrikna Mohan Harim Tad Iha Katana Shrutabhyam Labda Smitir Yati Atiparam Advanaha Tasmin Naro Sangha Susangha Jata Kyanasa Nehaiva Viviknak Mohan Harim Tad Iha Katana Shutabhyam labdasmitiyati ati param advanaha tasman marasanga su angajata janasine haiva vivriknag moha harim tad iha katana shutabhyam labdashmite yati atiparam advanaha tasman narasanga su angachata jnanasya nehaiva virikna moha harim tad iha katana shutabhyam labdashmite yati atiparam advanaha tasman narasanga su angajata jnanasya nehaiva virikna moha harim tad iha katana shutabhyam labdashmite yati atiparam advanaha tasman labdashmi tiryati atiparam advana tasmin nara sangasi sangajata Ladies, Asman Nara Sangasu Sangajata Ganeva Tamohan. Katana Shutabhyam Labdasmi Tiryati Atiparamadvanaha Tasmat, for this reason, Nara, every person, Asanga, by detachment from association of worldly people, Susanga, by the association of devotees, Jata, produced, Jnana Asina, by the sword of knowledge, Iha, in this material world, Iva, even, Vivrikyana Moha, whose illusion is completely cut to pieces. Harim, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tad Iha, of his activities. Katana Shrutabhyam, by the two processes of hearing and chanting. Labdashmiti, the lost consciousness is regained. Yati, achieves. Atiparam, the ultimate end. Advanaha, of the path back home, back to Godhead. Translation. Simply by associating with exalted devotees, anyone can attain perfection of knowledge, and with the sword of knowledge can cut to pieces the illusory associations within this material world. Through the association of devotees, one can engage in the service of the Lord by hearing and chanting Shravanam Kirtanam. Thus, one can revive his dormant Krishna consciousness, and sticking to the cultivation of Krishna consciousness, return home back to Godhead even in this lifetime. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. To become liberated from material bondage, one must give up the association of worldly people and accept the association of devotees. Positive and negative processes are mentioned in this regard. Through the association of devotees, one develops Krishna consciousness, which is dormant within. This Krishna consciousness movement is giving this chance to everyone. We are giving shelter to everyone who is serious about progressing in Krishna consciousness. We arrange for their lodging and board so that they can peacefully cultivate Krishna consciousness and return home back to Godhead, even in this life. When we study devotional service, studying knowledge of Krishna, you know, we can read a book that gives us some general knowledge about religion. But as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, we figure in Bhagavad Gita there's just a few verses. So the verses that Krishna has given are very important. And Krishna mentions that tat viditat prani prashnena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti teganam gnanivas tat vidarshanaha. That one should approach the self-realized spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, and render service to him. The self-realized soul, the tattva darshan, someone who has seen God, can reveal this knowledge to you. And this makes a lot of sense. If you're going to learn something, you want to learn it from someone who has seen this. You wouldn't want to learn electricity from a plumber. You want to go to someone who has actually learned how to do electrical wiring. And people wonder what is a good situation for spiritual life. Some people think that what's good is what birth you're in. If you're born in a Srimanta, that might be good because you have some material well-being, so you don't have to struggle. Some people think that you're born in a Suchi family, that if you're born in a family of Brahmins, or you're born in a family of devotees, this is good. This may be good, but it certainly isn't everything. Just like if you were born in Hollywood or Bollywood, or you were born in a family of actors or actresses, it doesn't make you an actor or actress. Is it true? In India, the one family, the Kapoors, have many of the family are actors and actresses, but I bet all of them are not qualified to be. So that may be helpful. But more helpful than that is to meet a tattva darshan, someone who has actually seen God. Think about it. Wouldn't it be better to learn about God from someone who's seen God than someone who simply has a speculative idea? So to meet this pure devotee, this tattva darshan, is even better than the birth that we have. Although hopefully the birth may put us in a chance to meet that person. But if you don't meet that person, you have missed the important point. More important than just meeting this tattva darshan is to understand the instructions of this tattva darshan and to learn from him and to serve him. Even more important than that is to surrender your life to that Tattva Darshan, and to try to make his instructions your life and soul. So any contact with the Mahabhagavat, the Tattva Darshan, is good. But imbibing his instructions in our heart and giving our life to him is even going to make us in a better situation. We'll go back to the movie example. I see my god sister Malati here. I think you probably went one night. We went with Prabhupada to Jay Om Prakash's house. You were there that night, right? We went to see Prabhupada gave a talk, and all the movie stars of India were there, the Kapoors, Rajesh Khanna, Devanand. And I'll tell you what, Jay Om Pakur, he ruined the Indian movies for me. Because he is the acharya of Indian movies. In other words, if I have met Jay Om Prakash, I probably know more about the real meaning of Indian movies than the people who've seen them. So I haven't seen any Indian movies. You know why? Because he said, I'll tell you the truth. Indian movies are corny, they're silly, they're just for entertainment. He said they're ready to kill each other and then they break out into a dance. And if I thought the biggest movie producer in India is saying they are just silly, then I won't waste my time seeing any of them. So other people may think they've seen many movies, but the person who produced these movies knows more about them. So I learned more about the meaning of Indian movies just to make some entertainment than the person who has seen them all. He spoiled it for me. I didn't get to go see any Indian movies because if the acharya of Indian movies thought they were silly, I believed him, right? In South Africa, once we were making incense, and the same flavorings that we used for the incense, they used for the different sodas. So I asked the chemist, I said, you're the chemist for all these different sodas? He said, yes, I make all the flavorings for the sodas. I said, do you drink the soda? He says, oh no, I never drink it. I thought if he's the chemist who makes the sodas and he doesn't drink it, I don't think I will either, because obviously he knows more. It's like if you go to the restaurant and you ask the person, are you the cook? He says, oh yes, I'm the cook. You say, do you eat the food here? Oh, no, I never eat it. Then you must figure that it must not be a good idea. So the idea behind this is that if we want to learn the truth, we don't rely on simply some speculative knowledge or on being born in a particular family. Although hopefully that birth may help us if we're born in a family of devotees or we're born near or in a spiritual place. This may give us the opportunity to meet this Tattva Darshana. But the whole point is to meet the Tattva Darshana. It is just like if you were born next door to a university. That doesn't make you an educated person. So we have to approach this Tattva Darshan. We have to approach this devotee. There are several classes of devotees. The Tattva Darshan is called the Mahabhagavat. He is the first class devotee. He actually sees Krishna. He has no doubt about spiritual knowledge. He sees that everyone is engaged in Krishna's service but himself. He considers himself very meek and humble and considers himself the servant of all others. And this person never forgets Krishna even for a moment. Then there is the second class devotee, the Majjhima Adhikari. This person worships the Supreme Lord. He makes friendship with those who are devotees of the Lord. He helps the innocent, those people who are teachable, who are willing to take some instruction about spiritual life. And he avoids those who are antagonistic and demoniac. Then we have the Kanishta Adhikari. This person thinks that only my relationship with God is important. He thinks that I am here to see the deity, no one else is important. You see, then they want to push the other people out of the way. We read so many things where Krishna says, someone who is dear to me, someone who is not envious, who is a kind friend to all living entities, this person is dear to Krishna. We can become dear to Krishna in many ways, but imagine this. We don't become dear to Krishna by running up to the deity. We push everyone out of the way and we say to the deities, my dear Krishna Balaram, my dear Radhashyama Sundar, look how great I am. And look how bad all of those others are. Guess what? This won't impress the deity very much. Or even if we rush up to the deity, we say, I am so fallen, I just can't do this. But we're forgetting the main point. It's not about us. It's about Krishna Balaram, Radhashyama Sundar, Gauranitai, and Srila Prabhupada. I had a friend in Laguna Beach. He would say, I may not be much, but I'm all I think about. This won't impress Radha and Krishna very much. For us to say, look how great I am. These others are just a disturbance. Look how great I am. The deity will not be impressed by this. So out of these three classes of devotees, which one is the best to approach for spiritual knowledge? Who can answer that question? Yes? The Uttama Adhikari. Now for ourselves, to engage in devotional service, which is best for us? Should we start at the Uttama Adhikari stage, because this is the topmost stage? Or should we start at the Kanishta stage, because this is the easiest? Who knows the answer to that? Yes. You got it. It was a trick question. We don't start at the easiest because it is too much of a beginner. But we don't start as a Mahabhagavata. We can't just decide that I will serve Krishna, I will go there, and I will be the assistant of Radharani. It's like thinking that you want to be the patriot to the country. So you go to Delhi and you say, I am the new Minister of Defense. They say, oh really? You have been appointed to this? You are qualified? No, but I just decided that I want to serve. So we can't try to go beyond our capacity. We have to start at this Majjhima Adhikari stage. And in this stage, we do different kinds of things. So, do we consider it important to go associate? Which one of these three is important? To associate with the pure devotee? Now, associating with the pure devotee can mean many things, yes? It means we can pray to the deity of Prabhupada. It means that we can read the books that Prabhupada has given, because when we are reading the literatures, we are associating with Prabhupada and with Krishna. They have that saying with the computer that garbage goes in and so garbage comes out. But if I am going to help myself and help others, I try to use the same formula, but I'll put in the instructions of Prabhupada and Krishna conscious knowledge so that when I open my mouth, some Krishna conscious knowledge comes out instead of garbage, because we don't want garbage to come out. But if that's what we put in, that's what will come out. So we put in the Krishna conscious knowledge. And it helps us to read more than one page. It helps us to chant more than one mantra. One devotee was telling me that it is quality that's important, not quantity. I said, yeah, that's right. I said, here's some prasadam. And I gave them one grain of rice. They said, what's this? I said, you said that quality is important. So this is the best quality rice that you can get. He said, but I want more. I said, but you told me that quality was important. So which is important, quality or quantity? Both. Yes. So we associate with the pure devotees by following their instructions, by hearing the words that they have written, translating Krishna's instructions and Krishna's pastimes. We associate with them by doing the processes of devotional service. This is what we are talking about. Diversified, right? There's Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, and Atmani Vedanam. This is a diversified, because hearing is good, right? So does that mean all we do is hear? No, we also chant. Hearing, chanting, and then we remember the pastimes of Krishna. But do we only go in a cave and have Lila Smarana, remember Krishna's pastimes, but don't hear and chant and don't pray? Do we also pray and worship the deity and do some service and make friends with the Lord and eventually surrender everything? See, this is a diversified program, a little bit of all of it. Some people in the spare time like to chant extra rounds. Some people perform more kirtan. Some people are out distributing many literatures. Some people are doing more reading of scriptures. We may do a little extra of one, but we don't skip it by only reading and doing no chanting and no serving. We don't just do service without taking the instructions to understand why we are serving. We have to do all of those. So we approach this self-realized person and so which is important? We see in here, in the end of this purport, something else was discussed. Well, before I read that, I'll ask another trick question. So which is important of these three things? Do we associate with the great devotees, serve them, and learn from them? Do we try to imbibe the qualities of a devotee in our own heart? Or do we try to help other people imbibe these qualities of devotional service into their hearts? Which of those do we do? Yes? All of them. All of them. Yes, some people are thinking, well, I'll just go and associate with the great devotees. But we find that if we go and learn from them, we have to imbibe the instructions in our heart. It's just like Vaisheshika comes to do a Sankirtan training. And he trains the people how to approach people and how to distribute literatures. And then do they go home or do they actually go and try it? It doesn't make much sense to go to a sales meeting and then not try to sell. So the idea that associating with the great devotees is that we are supposed to imbibe these qualities of devotion in our own hearts. And then by learning these qualities, we can help others. As Prabhupada was saying in the purport here, we help the other devotees. We even provide lodging. There's that expression that people want to know how much you care before they care how much you know. That is why Lord Nityananda went out and he decided, well, this Jagai and Madai are too difficult. I won't bother with them. Or did he say, oh, yes, they're too dangerous. I won't bother with them. Or did he go the extra distance to try to help them? He certainly went the extra distance. He even got hit with the pot and he wasn't worried about it. So we have to find these qualities in a devotee and learn them ourselves. But of course, it behooves us to understand what some of these qualities are. Oh, Krishna mentions these in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. There's many qualities of devotees. Interestingly enough, the first one is fearlessness. Because if I'm fearless, it means that I think Krishna can't take care of me. There's the joke. What is there Krishna can't do? Poor people have it and rich people don't need it. What is that? What is it? Nothing. That's right. There's nothing Krishna can't do. Poor people have nothing. Rich people don't need it. So if I realize that Krishna can do anything, regardless of how unqualified I am or how big the things against me seem to be, if I am afraid, it means that I don't have faith that Krishna can do these things. It's amazing the things that Krishna can do. People think the things outside of their experience just aren't possible. It's amazing what people think is not possible. I was telling they're all grown up now, but at the Ganga Prasad, I went there in about 1978 when I brought my children to India. And I told them that in America, we have a road called a freeway. And on this freeway, we don't allow animals, we don't allow cross traffic, and they drive more than 100 kilometers per hour. And the one person told his friend, "Hey, listen to the story this American made up." I said, "No, it's true. In America, we have a road like this." They said, "No, we don't believe you. We are going to make you admit that it's not true." They were so sure, I almost believed it didn't exist myself. But what we believe really has no bearing on reality. This is what the people who don't like the climate change and the global warming, they just make a political decision that it's not happening. Just like if you don't like hot weather, you just make a political decision that it's snowing outside and that makes it cold. But our vision of reality doesn't change it. Finally, these people got television and they saw these roads in America. Now, as I told them on Monday, now they have this Jamuna Expressway. When I got on the taxi to come here, I said, "Do we stop in Faridabad?" They said, "No, we don't go to Faridabad. Now there's an expressway where we don't stop for anything." So now I told them that such a thing, maybe it wasn't possible. Maybe it couldn't exist, but it does, right? We have this road in America, and you can see this Jamuna Expressway. They are so sure it didn't exist, but it does. So the things outside of our reality, we may be so sure that they don't exist. But just like the person who has been on that Jamuna Expressway, who has been on that freeway in America, he is sure that such a thing exists. Just like the people who have built an engine know how to take it apart and put it back together again. Just like I found out about Indian movies from the person who was the biggest director in India. Of course, he ruined Indian movies for me, but that's okay. Because I figure, if he thinks they're useless, he must be right. He knows more than the rest of them, because he produced them. So in the same way, we approach this person who is the Tattva-darshana, who has actually seen Krishna. That person who has seen Krishna is going to be able to bring Krishna to us and give us these qualities. So we have to study some of these qualities ourselves to see what it is that we are learning from this person so that we know what it is. Not that we just fake. I can put on a cricket uniform and I can have a cricket wick and I can say I'm the cricket authority. But you know what the problem is? I know nothing about cricket. I don't even know how many people play on the team. So you would have to find out first what it is, how they play the cricket game, what goes on in it. And when you ask me questions, you find out I don't know. So we find out what these qualities of a devotee are, so that we can approach such a person, so that we can learn them, and we can help others. We won't list them all, but some of these qualities are, as we said, fearlessness, purification of one's existence, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, study of the Vedas, things like austerity. People hate that word, don't they? Austerity. Study of Vedas, charity, simplicity, truthfulness, freedom from anger, aversion to fault finding. You know what we think? We have to find these qualities, because I may think, you know, I know all about Vaishnava behavior. I don't know why I'm doing so poorly. I went to a seminar taught by Ramachandra Puri, Ramachandra Khan, and Gopala Chapala. And they taught me about Vaishnava behavior. And for some reason, I seem to be getting it wrong. Now, it's true. Ramachandra Puri, Ramachandra Khan, and Gopala Chapala did have a lot of association with Vaishnavas, didn't they? But did they have the proper kind of association? Would I want to learn from them? I may not want to learn from them, right? So we have to get these qualities, because I don't think they read the part about aversion to fault finding. Well, someday we're going to find a new group. It's going to be called Fault Finders Anonymous, for the people who are so attached to finding faults. And just like they have many other self-help groups. And the first step in this will be that I decide not to blaspheme those devotees who have dedicated their life to propagating the holy name of the Lord. Now, that isn't everything, but it's a good start, right? You may disagree on certain items, but there's a difference between disagreement and finding faults, between having that envy within the heart. You know, in the 26 qualities of devotee, we find similar things, that one is a kind friend to all living entities, and that he does not make anyone his enemy, and that he does not expect respect for himself, but gives all respect to others. We find things go that way. When I go in the temple and each person is trying to give me respect and I'm trying to give them respect, it makes for a much more peaceful experience than if we're all trying to push each other out of the way to get in front of the deities. Imagine that, right? This is the way they drive in India, right? Do they drive in India trying to give proper respect to each other, or do they try to get only respect for themselves? Which one? Which one? And that's why 143,000 people die every year in cars in India. We find if we give respect to others and don't expect it for ourselves, we find that even our own life goes better. We find we always have to be disagreeing with others. It not only isn't good for them, it isn't good for ourselves. One of the problems with the Bhagavatam is if you don't read it, you don't find out the instructions in the Bhagavatam. You don't put the book on your shelf and it jumps in your ear in the nighttime. Amazing in this story that when the demons and the demigods were having troubles, Krishna told them that, you know, you should try to cooperate with the demons, because it is good to try to cooperate even for your own self-benefit. If we're always trying to fight with others, you know, that may be difficulty. It's fine if somebody owes you 10 crore of rupees, you hire an attorney and you have them sued in the court. And it may take a while, but unless there's some point in it, why are we going to such extraneous efforts? When we are learning these things, such as austerity, as I said before, that since Krishna mentions just a few verses in Bhagavad Gita, they must be important verses. And in the austerity of speech, he says that first it must be truthful, second it must be beneficial, third it must be pleasing, and it must be palatable. Can the person take it? You know, dal is good for you, but if I pour it down your throat, you may not accept it. And fourth, it must be based on spiritual knowledge. Like I said before, don't put the garbage in. Let something come out. You know, we can teach each other so many things, right? But is it going to be beneficial? And is it going to be truthful? You know, we think about it. Lord Chaitanya sat in the back when the sannyasis were going on and on till they asked him, well, what do you think? And then he spoke to them. So we have to realize that if we're going to help others and help ourselves, we must think about these parameters to speak in. Not just open my mouth and let all kinds of things come out. Can I be a benefit to others? So the whole point in this is that not that we just go, as you so intelligently realized, Krishna consciousness is not just about going to the advanced devotees and learning from them, although that's important. Because if I go to teach and I have not gotten something from an advanced devotee, what will I have to teach? But you know what's interesting too? Is sometimes there aren't always devotees around. But what I can do is I can take the books, because in the books are the pastimes of Krishna and the instructions of Prabhupada, who's the Mahabhagavata, the Tattva Darshana. If I'm traveling places, I can have these condensed. It's the same subject matter, but it's condensed into a little Kindle. Because if I'm traveling somewhere, try to buy just the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, I like to read from books, but we do what's necessary. What's amazing, sometimes if I want to really think about a pastime of Krishna, if I read it enough times, I can read it in my head without even having the book. If I'm going to tell the story, if I've read it several times and have it, save it in my brain and in my heart, then I can feel this pastime and I can give it to others. So associating with the great devotee can mean in many times that I am following his instructions and serving him, and it means I am reading the things that Prabhupada has given him. If reading one page is good, reading 1,000 is better. That doesn't work with chapatis. Chapatis are good. But we find that chanting and reading, we can do as much as we want, and we don't gain weight or anything. We just gain spiritual knowledge. So we try to gain as much as we can. There's no limit to how much we can. So we try to read as much as we can in our spare time. We try to imbibe these qualities in our own heart. And we try to teach others. Because as Prabhupada was mentioning there, we try to create a facility where we care for devotees. Not that we push everyone out of the way and I just take care of myself. One day I thought, I'm going to look through Bhagavad Gita and find a shortcut to devotional service. Something that will make it easier. So I started from the first chapter and I looked through. Guess what chapter I found the shortcut in? Which one? 18th chapter. Krishna wanted me to look through all of them. And I found in the end where Krishna says, one who teaches this science to my devotees is the most dear, and never will there be one more dear. Krishna says that if one teaches this science to devotees, devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end they will come back to me. We don't get many other guarantees. You get a few guarantees from other persons. Yamaraj guarantees that he will come for you when it is time to pay your karmic debt. Can they all just ring up the karmic debt and I'll pay it later, right? We realize you can do what you want, but you may have to pay for it. When we go back to finding all these faults, we may have to pay for it. That's amazing. I go to the farmer's market every Saturday to buy fruits for the deities, and then I take home the same kind of fruit to offer at home. And there's one man there, he's what they call a curmudgeon. He finds fault with everybody, including me. So he always has some fault or something rude to say. And one day he walked up to me at the man who sells the santaras, and I said, this man is my best friend. And he said, how can I be your best friend? He said, I do nothing but find fault with you. I said, because it says in the Vedas that if somebody finds fault with me and I say nothing back to them, I get their pious activities. And they get all my bad karma. His face dropped. And you know what? He's never said anything critical of me again. So the trouble is, you know, we need to find out about these things. We need to take the instruction from devotees, and we need to help the other devotees. And even if I think I don't know a lot, I can read something from Srila Prabhupada, and I can share that with new devotees. I can even share that with other devotees who know more than I do. I can't be afraid to share some of this knowledge from the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And I can't be afraid to learn it from someone else. We can't be thinking we're so fallen we can't teach. And we can't be thinking we're so great I can't learn something from someone else. It's funny, 2 years ago I was out at Madhavan, and we are on one small road, and this one younger devotee, an Indian devotee, came around the corner and said, get out of the street right now. And I could have said, hey, well, I'm an American, or I'm older than you, or I'm a Prabhupada disciple. But I figured he must have had good reason, so I took the instruction and I got out of the street. 5 seconds later, a mad bull came around the corner pulling this big cart. And if I hadn't taken this instruction from him, I would have gotten run over by the bull and the cart. So sometimes we're so afraid of what political things go on, is that someone glorifies me too much for being from America, or someone else thinks I'm not quite as good as them. We don't realize in some of these countries, politics means that they kidnap you, they torture you, and then they behead you. So if somebody doesn't quite appreciate you as much as you would like, it's so much easier to tolerate not getting the respect we'd like from others. Imagine how hard it is to tolerate being kidnapped, being tortured, and then being beheaded. We don't realize that when we're in a place like Vrindavan, we worry about what little political things are there, but they really don't have the consequence that these big issues have. So again, the answer to that was that we learn from the pure devotees, we imbibe this in our own heart, and we try to help others, because Krishna says that that's guaranteed. Any questions or comments or corrections? I don't mind learning something from someone. Yes. Well, that's what I was saying. If they're not trying to kidnap you and torture you and behead you, pushing you out of the way isn't really that big a deal, is it? Right? It's considering. Krishna says, it's like Kunti Devi said, that whenever there's difficulties, you are here with us. She says, and that's why I pray for so many difficulties to come. And that's why we all pray for difficulties, right? Now, maybe we don't pray for them, but if they come, this certainly isn't a big difficulty, is it? Oh, they pushed me out of the way. What will we do? Complain to the government? What will I do? Call Narendra Modi and tell him he needs to come back from Washington, D.C., because someone pushed me out of the way of the temple? Do you think he'll catch the next flight? Or are there bigger pressing issues in the world, right? Yes. Well, again, it's like Krishna says about, we talked about being dear. Krishna says, one who does not put others into difficulty, or does not let others put him into difficulty, he is very dear to me. If I'm always thinking the world has to revolve around me, I'm going to get disappointed and put in a lot of difficulties. You know, here in the cities now, they have the traffic lights. If I think every light has to be green for me, am I going to get disappointed? If I think the world has to revolve around me, I'm setting myself up for disappointment. So, generally we can tolerate these things, not being tortured and beheaded. But when we think of the things that some people have to go through, Haridas Thakur went through some difficulty. Nityananda went through some difficulty. When Nityananda got hit by the pot, did he go cry to Lord Chaitanya and say, "Oh, Lord Chaitanya, you better get this guy, hit me with a pot," right? So generally we can try to tolerate these things. Or we can ask somebody nicely, right? "Oh, please don't step on my toe." As I was telling the story yesterday, that in Laguna Beach, the two people live near the temple, and roommate number one let a girl stay on the couch, and then the girl left, and roommate one left. Somebody came back and asked the second roommate, "Where is that girl? She has my truck. I'm going to beat you up unless you tell me where the truck is." He said, "It's not my friend, and I don't know where she is." He says, "I'm going to beat you up." Then he went away and came back and said, "Hey, could you be like a friend and let me know if she comes back?" And he said, "You know, you should have asked a favor first. You can always threaten me later. So if once you've threatened me, you can't ask favors. So if you've really taken all the recourses and someone has to be threatened, sometimes they catch the thief in the temple, but that's because they know they're not supposed to be a thief. But if you can ask somebody nicely first, you ask them nicely first. Because even if you have to threaten, you don't try that first. Correct? If I owe you 100 rupees, you can threaten me for 100 rupees, or you can just ask first, right? But once you've threatened me, then you can't ask favors. So, you know, we have to start with trying to be a kind friend to all of the entities. We don't think that everyone is a demon and I must not associate with them. And we have to think, is the difficulty tolerable? We don't try to step on someone's foot, but if someone steps on my foot, do I have them beaten? That one girl last year was so mad, she was so mad at some small infraction, she wanted to have one devotee here thrown out of India. I said, "Please don't do that. He's trying to help you out. And besides, he's an idiot citizen. If you throw him out of India, where he will go?" So, you know, we don't want to have to overcompensate, right? If you didn't do what I wanted you to do, don't try to throw the Indians out of India. We have to try to be the kind friend to all living entities. Because then Krishna says that makes us dear to him. And if we get a small insult, but that makes us dear to Krishna, isn't it worth it? If I tell you that for every bad name I call you, I will give you 10,000 rupees. How many bad names do you want me to call you? Keep coming, right? So if we get the benefit, if Krishna says that we become dear to him by not taking seriously when someone offends us and not offending him back, isn't it worth it? Especially for some small infraction. You know, people have been tortured in other countries just for being practicing devotional service. People have been tortured. People were killed in Mumbai by terrorists. I mean, the world is a difficult place. We can't think, "Oh, they looked at me funny," or "they don't quite appreciate me as much as I'd like." In today's world, that's not a big deal. "Oh, they don't appreciate me as much." We have to realize what's a big deal and what's not. If they're threatening us, then we call for help. But if they're not really threatening my life, if they have a knife at my throat, then yell for help. Someone will help you. But it's simply some minor infraction. We try not to worry about it. Any other question or comment? I'm sure I make so many mistakes. but I just try. And some of the things I said were mistakes on purpose, like the trick question of which one do we try, the Kanishta or the Majjhim, because generally that's the way we think. Let me just go for the highest, or let me go for the easiest. And this is why it behooves us to find the knowledge of what to do. And this is why it behooves us to read these instructions. That if we want to associate with Prabhupada, you know, we can go back to the spiritual world and be with Prabhupada. Or, as Prabhupada said, I remember in Mumbai, I would hear Prabhupada translating in the next room. And he said that he's putting his devotional ecstasies in his books. And so, what I find is that some people may be less advanced than me. Some people come along, they took a good birth, they learned devotional service very quick, and even though they started Krishna consciousness later than me, they may be more advanced than me. I don't have to consider this a threat. Threats are knives and guns. Threats are not, oh my God, this person is making advancement quicker than me, right? And we become so threatened by this. Please, we have to be, this is not a threat. We are spoiled by living in a spiritual place where there isn't so much violence and difficult circumstances. So, we have to not take these minor things as such a big threat. Even if we don't find we get everything we want. Is that good enough? Sometimes we get respect, sometimes we don't. As long as we don't get our lives threatened, we're doing okay. Is it true? You go to some difficult places, you see what it's like. Any other comment? Or shall we stop there? Hare Krishna. What is your name, Mataji? What is it? Vishakha Priya.